Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it live. Keep it live. K. Yes. I. L. What that mean? Keep it live. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly, and I just had to get into that monologue a little bit. Well, actually, our bumper tune. You're about to get the monologue in the next few moments. Of course, for those of you who are aware, that, yes, was the iconic Dazz Band. my own homeboys out of Cleveland, Ohio, and feeling a bit nostalgic, so wanted to open up this evening with that. And in addition, it's apropos for this evening's edition of Productive News Weekly. I'd be remiss if I didn't say, my name is Daryl Clark, and I am your host of Productive News Weekly. Thank you for taking the time out this evening, well, East Coast time, and afternoon, West Coast time, and many other parts of the day around the world. Bottom line, I do appreciate the time that you take out to, well, get informed. And that's our goal and our objective here at Productive News Weekly. We're here with the sole intention of bringing you news and information that you can use. It's news for you, it's news by you, and it's news of you. And it's news that, well, hopefully will encourage you and inspire you and, well, certainly empower you and enlighten you and at least instill you to get involved, make a difference for yourself, your loved ones, and, well, all those in the universe, all the energies that exist. You see, we are one common thread, and that's really what this is all about. So this evening, we do have another, well, encouraging, inspiring, empowering, enlightening, and hopefully information that will instill you to get involved and make a difference. This evening, we're going to continue our discourse on health and wellness from a global perspective. Last week and the week before, we gave you a little bit of a insight and enlightenment to what's happening globally in terms of this what is referred to as One World Order. And it's news that you have not heard on mainstream media. And if you have, it's been done in a very syncopated and abbreviated way, or even with some political or business or biased spin. We're giving it to you unadulterated, no chaser, straight. And I'd like to kind of warm you up with, a little dialogue that came from Saturday Night Live about 4 months ago. I thought it was somewhat humorous, but very much on point and well, I thought somewhat enlighteningly thought-provoking. Yeah. Listen up.
Film script idea so wild and unlikely no one could possibly take it seriously. Here's the idea.
So the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes, and people can only come out if they take the cartels drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea? Being forced to do drugs?
Is that interesting? Woody Harrelson, for those of you who don't remember, is an actor and, well, by some standards, a comedian, but he's done a few fairly serious roles. One that stands out for me is White Men Can't Jump. I think he did that with Wesley Snipes. Pretty interesting movie. But he was invited on Saturday Night Live, and he kind of went off script with that particular script, and don't know if he'll be invited anytime soon, because we know that NBC is certainly one of the woke fake news media networks. It's unfortunate that have hijacked our airwaves, and I'm sure that you understand exactly what I'm talking about, along with their sister brother stations CBS and ABC as well. I mean, we're talking about General Electric and Disney, you know, those companies that own those networks. And we know what's happened with Disney, even to the tune of losing billions of dollars. They've gone too far left. And when I say left, I mean this perverted mindset that so many corporations are going into. And I would just say the only thing that we really can, well, not the only thing, let me back that up some. One of the things that we can do is just, you know, give our opinion with our pocketbooks and our wallets. It's like Walmart, you know, China in America on a retail level, which so many of our retail establishments have become. And so I try not to be spending too much, if I can avoid it, going into the Target. And I'm not a beer drinker, but I wouldn't, if I were, I would never go near a Bud Light. So there are ways that you can, you know, speak your truth in terms of what's happening in our society. And I do believe that a significant amount of the listeners of Productive News Weekly get it. And the last time that we spoke, we had this discourse. And by the way, we are live, folks. We're back. And if you want to join in on the discourse, whether you agree or disagree, we're not cancel culture here. You're allowed to speak your mind. We believe in the First Amendment. The number would be 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. Love to hear what your thoughts are in terms of what's happening. As I was saying last week, and it's interesting how things go full cycle. My mom used to say, Darryl, if you live long enough, you'll see things come around again. Comes around, goes around. And things happen in cycles. And so now sometimes it's just a bit more extreme or maybe less extreme. But in this case, we're really getting into an extremism here. And I'm speaking of cycles because I believe it was about 10 years ago. I was on air. I was actually airing out of a studio in New York City with my good friend, Gary Null, who is a true truth seeker, speaking truth to power. And I was coming up with the term left wing, right wing, same bird. With the bird being, well, we know and you've heard the term flip a bird, because really that's what's happening in our government right now. And that's why what we're really about is just common sense, right? Truth and common sense. And so back then, I was saying, folks, the best way to determine, and I was speaking independently then, I'm officially independent. I was speaking independently, and at the time I was supporting a left-wing sort of ideology with a hopeful thought that maybe some of the things that in my gut I felt about the Obamas was not true, which ended up being, from my perspective, true. So did a full campaign and gung-ho, you know, for those folks. But I said, vote your conscience, but more so vote your values. And I'm saying the same thing now. Vote your conscience, vote your values. The difference then was the values were very blurred. The values are very clear now. You came in sort of in shallow, but under the surface. We now know that a lot of what he was bringing was against my values, and I believe a lot of other people's values. I believe a lot of the listeners here, and vast majority, don't believe in their children being indoctrinated with transvestitism in the second grade and being asked in the second and third grade, what gender would you prefer to be, because you do have a choice. I don't believe that type of indoctrination are the values that you came up on and believe in. And so when you think about the values, that might give you some insight as to where you really are. Now, there's lots of values. There's other things that you have to consider. Birthrights, are also some. Protectionism, of your country, freedom of speech, right to bear arms. I mean, if you do some homework in terms of speaking of right to bear arms, one of the first signs of a dictatorship and fascism is to remove the arms of the people. And I think it's regarding that we need to be very careful now, especially with that topic, because it may come down to us needing to have arms if something really came down. We've never had a war on our land. The closest we've had has been 9/11, and I know that scared the sugar, honey, iced tea out of some people here. I know, be frank with you, when I saw them planes, and I happened to be on my way to work and glanced at the TV on the way out the door and saw, an airliner crash into a building, and then that was horrific. And then the second one just told me immediately, like I'm sure most people, that's no coincidence. And so, boy, we didn't know if this was going to be just the beginning. There was a movie called Red Dawn, Red Dawn 2, where we were actually invaded. And so with now what's going on, in case you haven't heard, if you're walking and talking and listening only mainstream, you may not know this, but China is beginning to propose and build military bases in Cuba. Now, for those of you old enough, and most of my listeners are, there was a Cuban crisis once where they, our adversaries were looking to build missiles in Cuba. And of course, Robert Kennedy, the whole story goes, he says, cease and desist immediately. Well, in this case, we haven't heard anything about it. And it's a fact, folks. Do your homework. So we have China, who, by the way, folks, this is another big one. As much as we do business with China, and as much as you hear mainstream say they're not our enemies, they are our adversary. And given an opportunity, they would love to overtake our country. And they have a different ideology. They have slave camps. We don't believe in that here, do we? So look up Riggers. Look up China and Riggers, just like it sounds, if you don't believe that. So now here we are, 100 miles off the coast of our mainland. One of our adversaries, they fly a balloon over, which was allowed to fly over until it got off the coast by our president before it was destroyed, so no evidence could be obtained. These are common sense things. So my point for bringing this up, and I've heard folks ask me, Daryl, where are you going with this with your program? I've had some folks say, stay focused. I'm very focused, folks. I'm very focused. You see, I love my country, but I love my family. I love the children as much or more. And that's what this is really about. So I would lean back on those that would say, Daryl, where are you heading with this? I'm really heading towards factoids of truth and common sense. Let's not forget logic. So with truth, logic, and common sense, and with many of us, I say us, meaning those others who are stuck on one ideology without stepping back and seeing a whole picture, then they won't understand these things that I'm referring to. So I'm led in focus to bring this information, as our commitment and mission and motto has been from day one, some 10-plus years ago, bring you news information that you can use, use it to encourage you, inspire you, empower you, enlighten you, and protect you. So, as Woody Harrelson said, who would have thought, I was looking at, maybe sarcastically speaking, maybe, you know, looking at a movie, I looked at the script, and it was just talking about this cartel, worldwide cartel, that said, you know, you have to take a drug, and if you don't, you're going to have to, you know, sign your name off and prove that you've taken the drug, and if you don't, you can't go out. And I looked at that script and said, boy, who would believe something? It's ridiculous. Well, it's real, and we know what we're talking about. So, you know, back, rewind just a bit, back to where I was headed with this China scenario. Folks, it doesn't take rocket science mindset to see what's going on. And there are, of course, those that would say, I wouldn't worry about that. Folks, it may come down to, if we are, prayerfully we'll get someone in office who's proven that they're willing to stand against the mainstream world, one world order, because that's what we're talking about, and that's what we're going to lean into today before long this evening. I'm going to get into the one world order and some of the things that are going on with it. And our current president has even spoken. He believes in one world order. And that's why our borders are open right now, and why right now we have some almost 200 that we've identified on the terror watch in the last 2 years that have infiltrated into our country versus less than 20 4 years ago. So we're in dire straits. But back to the Second Amendment, my original point here. One of the most precious things that we have as freedom, loving, enjoying Americans is our right to bear arms. Because if we ever war invaded Ukraine, we may be the last to be able to confront our enemy. If it got really crazy, and that's something that is to be reckoned with, because it's one thing to have a military of 500,000 or so. Of course, China is much more than that, but it's one thing to have a military. But when you start talking about 100 million people, we have 300 million people in America, and if even if just a third had arms and someone wanted to invade, oh, they'd have something to deal with. I know, granted, they have tanks, they have jets, but if it came down to ground and, you know, face-to-face combat, that's one of the reasons why the forefathers said we need a right to bear arms to protect ourselves, our families, our neighborhoods, our cities, our towns, our states, and our country. And all this about, oh, all these people that are being killed, rhetoric. It's rhetoric if you look at the facts. So most people are, the vast majority of folks are not killed by heavy artillery in this country. You need to have a right to bear arms. Most people are killed by pistols, actually. So I say that to say people kill people. not weapons. Weapons are a vehicle for people to use. We need to get into the heads of our children and have them not be so indoctrinated by what they're exposed to. Get them back into a real classroom with real value and real morals and stop teaching this CRT. Yeah, I definitely don't follow that. So, go figure. No, I'm more of a math, reading, writing, arithmetic, so we can have our children start their own businesses so they don't have to get involved with drugs and street violence. Yeah, I'm more into that kind of thing. Fortunately, it's a free country. Yeah. And I don't buy into all the rhetoric, the Sharptons and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Maxine Waters mess, you know, just trying to race bait. Because most children, they get along with other children. Most. So with all of that said, let's get back. Let's get back to some numbers and cents. So in the last 3 years, the average American has lost $4,000 annually. Average. Some have lost 10 or more. Some have lost maybe 2 or 3,000. That's the average. If it doesn't make sense, it's just simple math. I mean, I could get into some economics aspects of it, and I will a little bit. Let's just talk a little bit of education here, all right? Inflation, basic inflation. I'm going to do a little Camellia, whatever her name is, Camilla, our VP, okay? Who, when she talks about technology, AI, she says, it's two letters. Okay. A little embarrassing. But inflation, just like a balloon blows up, inflation basically are rising prices. And when prices rise above your income on average, you're losing money. So if you're working, and most places you work at, after so much time, whether it's a month or 3 months or 6 months or a year, usually within a year, you're entitled to a review for a raise. And usually it's on a percentage basis. Sometimes you'll get, if you're on a wages, you know, they'll give you a set amount, like maybe a dollar raise or 50 cents raise back in the day, but more like, you know, it's more like a dollar now or something like that, you know, a wage increase. But you break it down to percentages, folks, because then you're comparing apples to apples. So if prices are raising, on average, 20%, and you get a 10% raise, and you're making, let's say, $50,000 a year, and prices are raising, just say prices are raising, oh, 20%. Then 20% of $50,000 is $10,000. So right now, your $50,000 has become $40,000 because prices are raising 20%. 20% of $50,000 is $10,000. So now your basic operating revenue is $40,000, but you got that raise, right? You got that 10% raise, which is a pretty good raise, by the way, you know, on average. Now, $10,000 is what you lost because of inflation, and you got a 10% raise, and 10% of $50,000 is $5,000. So you gained $5,000, but you lost $10,000. Now, that's why I say this isn't economics. This is basic math. That's a net loss of $5,000. So your $50,000 after your raise has become $45,000 because of inflation. Folks, that's what's happening. And that's why when you, at the end of the month, you're looking around, and this is on average because we have some folks that are doing pretty well, but, you know, everything is relative because even those that are in their six figures and they're buying their small boats, their six figures is not enough to get into yachts. You know, you've got to be into eight figures at least, or maybe actually 10 figures. So, in other words, you got to be in that millionaire bracket. So, let's just say a car. You know, you want to buy that car, and it's just like, wow, I just don't have, the dollars. It's just like I go to the grocery store. I used to spend $150. Now I'm spending $250. And the insurance has gone up because everything is going up. Inflation, remember? That's the way it works. Because if you have a small business, you've got to charge more to keep up. Right, you got to pay bills. You got to feed your family, so you got to charge more. If you're running a ice cream shop, you got to charge more for the ice cream. And the people to provide you the ice cream are going to have to charge you more for the ice cream. I mean, everything, right? It affects everyone. Gas. Let's not forget gas, because that's one of the basic ones. That's the one joke. You know, our president, current president, well, so-called president, you know, came in the door and said, you know what? I'm gonna take 10% off your wages immediately with that. And then there are those that say, well, you know, he's just trying to go green. And okay, at the same time, we're buying into China at unparalleled rates, which is the global polluter. So, numbers and cents, $4,000 to $5,000. Deficit for the average person in terms of your pocket, in case you know you wanted to put some numbers on why you're feeling a pinch. And most, you know, my listening audience aren't millionaires for the most part. There may be one or two out there. I've got some folks I'm trying to reach out to and connect with. Hopefully I'll be surprising some people this year. You know, we got Steve out there, my homeboy, went to, you know, one of my local schools. And you know, some folks out there I can reach out that's got some real cash. Not that they would, you know, dare, you know, give little old Daryl Clark, you know, a chance, even though they got a chance. But we don't know till you ask, right? So we trying to reach out to some folks. You know, there's some folks, home folks. I like to start with my home folks, Hallie, you know. We got some folks, Arsenio, who's right in my hood, so... There's some folks I'm reaching out to. I have to say, Dennis, real trooper. I still say Dennis is real. I'm talking about Dennis Kucinich. We call him the boy mayor. He's always told me, call me anytime. He used to be on my show regularly. So we're going to reach out to some folks this year. And, you know, I don't like the name drop, but I just believe it's time for productive news to take a leap. So that's where we are right now in terms of where we're headed. Back to our topic of the evening. I was reading an article, and it was titled, Former Congresswoman Calls for Immediate Exit from the WHO. Now, who is the WHO? Well, for those of you who are enlightened, it's the World Health Organization. And I was reading an article, and as I read it, I said, you know what? I'm familiar with this individual. I've been following her for a little while. And the article is so succinct, I just said to myself, self, we're going to have to share this with the listeners of Productive News. Because it's very to the point and enlightening. So I have several interviews, at least one good one, of the same woman that I'll be airing also in the future. But we need to be aware I mean, you hear of the Illuminati, and if you Google things, there's all kind of things out there, right, about, you know, the other class and those who are really running the world, some of which may be true and some of which may not be true. But these are factoids that I'm bringing you now. You see, because she was in the room, she was behind the curtain taking notes. So I'm just going to read some excerpts from her interview. And then we're going to wrap up our program for this evening. So it goes like this. A former Minnesota congresswoman is calling for an immediate exit from the World Health Organization, also known as WHO, as it inches closer to establishing governance over nations during a declared public health emergency. Some of these things I'll have to repeat. The World Health Organization is trying to establish governance over nations during a public health emergency. Does that sound like a COVID-19 pandemic? Have we not heard false Fauci? Is there something about these names? Right? Fauci. It reminds me of Spanish. I'm taking Spanish now, and it's great, as we all need to learn multiple languages. We need to be multilingual. If there's anything global that I believe in, is we do need to be able to go to other lands and speak the language. And when folks come to our land, be able to speak their language. Plus, we are Americans, and we should be speaking American English. However, we are significantly infiltrated. And it's at a point where some places you go, you have to be able to speak a different language. And I'm okay with that if you're in a certain area that's predominated by those folks. But when you go into a Target if you should go into one of those, I don't know what stores, a Kohl's, let's say. I don't know, there aren't many national chains anymore. Have you noticed that? It's no coincidence. That's another topic. These are all, that's more economics that we're going to discuss, what's going on with that, like Sears and Roebuck. It's no coincidence that, you know, our major stores, this is all part of a one world order. So let me continue. This is very serious, and it's approaching faster than anyone realized, Michelle Bachmann told the Epoch Times. Now, this is a real interview from a real person who was in the room. Caught up on, I don't like that paper because that paper is left wing or right wing. This is a real person that was in the room. Bachmann, now dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia, was a U.S. representative from Minnesota's 6th Congressional District from 2007 to 2015, as well as a candidate actually for the 2012 presidential election. In May, Bachmann attended the WHO's 76th World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland. You know, that's where they have all their little, you know, global meetings and they call the G6 or the G8, you know, the top 6 or 8 countries in the world, where national leaders discussed the draft of a pandemic treaty and 307 proposed amendments to the 2005 international health regulations. The regulations first adopted in 1969 and updated in 2005 are described by the World Health Organization as an overarching legal framework of international law to which 196 countries are legally bound to regulate the rights and obligations in handling public health events and emergencies that have the potential to cross borders. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, they're just saying if you got a pandemic, that we should have one global entity that binds these 196 countries to regulate the rights and obligations of people. The Assembly made no deciding vote on the amendments or bureau text Bachman said. There was no deciding vote on these amendments. Right? They talked about them. Now, what was unusual, she said, is that it didn't discuss the World Health Organization's announcement on June 5th that it would be adopting the European Union's digital COVID-19 vaccine passport system. So the Assembly made no vote, but yet it didn't discuss an announcement on June 5th that they're going to adopt a vaccine passport system. How are you going to adopt a system? Who are the two or three people that said we're going to do this without a vote of the 196 countries? Wait a minute. I'm getting concerned here. This left Bachman to question the World Health Organization's authority to make a decision without a discussion or a vote by the countries. See, this is the danger when you have this one world order, because you have these maybe 196 countries, but you have one or two who is, there's always going to be someone who wants ultimate power. Always going to be the one. And he's going to do the backdoor, or she's going to do the backdoor deals. But see, this is why we got in trouble with Fauci. You got all the great minds in America, and one person screwed us up because we never had a true panel of scientists. Come on, folks. Stay with me. So, as I read on, nothing was mentioned at the Assembly in Geneva, so that's extremely strange, Bachman said. The vaccine passport system will not only be used for surveillance, tracking, and tracing of travel, but also for the monitoring of an individual's compliance with decisions and mandates made by the World Health Organization. In other words, implement a vaccine passport system, similar to you used to have a little vaccine card, you know, if you were going to enter someplace, and you know, and we get that. That was just the test run, folks. Now they're going to come up possibly with a vaccine passport system that is not only going to be a card that you have to carry, but it's going to have a chip, and it's going to be able to track you and know everything about you. And that's why I don't believe in digital currency, because at any given time, if you're tied in with digital currency, someone could say, we're going to cut you off now. No matter, you no longer can rob Peter to pay Paul. You know how you say, well, you know what, I'm going to tell you right now, I got to feed my baby, and I'm not going to be able to pay the car note. So I'm going to do what I have to do with what I have. No. Things may get to the point where, okay, we're going to prioritize, and maybe your baby won't be the number one priority. Maybe it'll be you pay your insurance first, and you do what you got to do to feed your baby. Digital currency is dangerous. And they hoodwinking a lot of people into it, saying, you know, you can make some money on it. What did my boys, the OJs, say? Money is the root to all evil. Some people, give me a nickel, brother. Can I spare a dime? The powers that are envisioned will cover areas. Let me back up some here. The vaccine passport system will not only be used for surveillance, tracking, and tracing of travel, but also for the monitoring of an individual's compliance with decisions made by World Health Organization. But that is just a building block, she said. They made it clear that they are planning on adding to this digital compliance. There are components of the bureau text that would create what Bachman calls a medical dictatorship. The powers that are envisioning will cover areas such as the environment, racism, poverty, climate change. The powers are so broad, and they're written in such a bureaucratic way, that they essentially arrogate them to unlimited power over all its member states. Dystopian. Look that word up. Absolutely dystopian. That's D-Y-S, folks, T-O-P-I-N. Independent journalist and researcher James Rogowski called the report absolutely dystopian in its scope and its cleverness. The proposed treaty, provisionally adopted by each of the nations who would become party to the document. Rogowski said in a video statement on the Bureau text, the conference of the party would set up absolute independent bureaucracy that would be beyond parliamentary or congressional control. This transfer of power from we the people to unelected, unaccountable, and largely unknown, invisible members of the conference of the parties is a very well disguised but direct attack on the sovereignty of nations. You know what about sovereignty of nations? Thank God we're in America right now. We have a sovereignty that we live up under, a protection, if you will, of rights, legal rights. Here we call it a constitution, a bill of rights. According to the document, the conference of the party would commit to strengthen multi-sectional, coordinated, interoperable, and integrated one health surveillance system. And strengthen, listen to this, and strengthen laboratory capability to identify and assess the risk and emergence of pathogens and variants with pandemic potential in order to minimize spillover events, mutations, and the risk associated with zoonotic neglected tropical vector-borne diseases, with a view to preventing small-scale outbreaks in wildlife or domesticated animals from becoming a pandemic. That's the scare tactic. Now, one world surveillance and censorship. The WHO's One Health ideology is defined as an integrated, listen to this, unifying approach that aims to sustainably balance and optimize the health of people, animals, and ecosystems. It recognizes the health of humans, domestic and wild animals, plants, and the wider environment, including our ecosystems, are closely linked and interdependent, the document states. The world surveillance is found 11 times in the document. The word surveillance, excuse me. The word surveillance is found 11 times in the document related to One World Health. It states, the parties shall take prevention and surveillance measures that are consistent with and supportive of effective implementation of the international health regulations. The conference of the party would also, remember the conference of the party are these few individuals that are making decisions who are unelected. They're appointed individuals. Who are these individuals? The conference of the party would also be tasked with combating what it calls infodemic, defined as false or misleading information in digital physical environments during a disease outbreak. It causes confusion and risk-taking behaviors that can harm health, the document states. It also leads to mistreat in health authorities and undermines the public health response. This is all justifying this surveillance. Now, let's talk about this level of unrestricted power. According to Bachman, the unelected conference of the party would supersede the authority of the 194 or 196 member states. Remember this group, this committee called the conference of the party, unelected but appointed by who knows whom. They're empowered to revise and change the rules under which it operates without bringing those changes to any kind of a vote. Essence, a dictatorship. This is a new level of unrestricted power over individuals. The shocking thing is that there was no disagreement registered in any of the public forums. Instead, what Barkman said she witnessed, was akin to the 1972 satirical feminist horror movie, The Stepford Wives. If any of you saw that, boy. It was just smiling, happy compliance, Bachman said. No one is allowed to disagree. And that's what the new proposed amendment and treaty envisions. No disagreement, just enforcement and happy compliance with whatever this unelected body tells the rest of us we have to do. Bachman reported the deleting of words such as human dignity and freedom and other personal protections out of the amendments to the international health regulations was to adjust behaviors to the new power structure. The line, with full respect to the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedom of persons, is completely struck out. Let me repeat this one sentence that was struck out of the document. With full respect to the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedom of persons, that sentence was struck out of the document, and it was replaced with, based on the principles of equity, inclusivity, coherence, in accordance with their common but differentiated responsibilities of the status states parties, taking into consideration their social and economic development. A long way to say, we'll determine what's dignity, human right, and fundamental freedom for people. Climate change and the next pandemic. Climate change was frequently touted as the primary problem in healthcare. Given the tenets of One Health and the criteria for healthcare policies, Bachman concluded that humans would no longer be a priority, instead being subordinate to the climate. If the goal is to ensure that the temperature on Earth doesn't rise above, let's say, 1.5 degrees 100 years from now, decisions will be made to achieve that goal rather than the goal of humans. Significantly lacking during the assembly was a review of how the World Health Organization handled the last pandemic. You get that? Lacking was a review of how the World Health Organization handled the pandemic, with frequent discussions on the next pandemic. No review of how they handled the previous one. There was no review that we heard of, Bachman said. The only review that we heard was that the problem was power and money, and so presumably what that meant is that the World Health Organization needed to have more control, power, and money in order to be able to dictate making the decisions they believed they needed to make. There was no discussion on the source of the pandemic. No call for accountability to the Chinese Communist Party, also known as the CCP, and no discussion on adverse reactions to the vaccines, which we now know is significant. The only focus was on increasing the scope and power of the World Health Organization over public health emergencies of international concern. Bachman said the timetable to make the treaty and proposed amendments to international law was set for the 77th World Assembly being held in 2024. That will complete the transfer of individual nation-state sovereignty over to the healthcare decisions of the World Health Organizations. The World Health Organization can then invoke public health emergencies of international concern, not only in the case of a pandemic, but if there's also a potential healthcare emergency, and the criteria for that includes racism, income inequity, and climate change. Now, what does that come in with World Health Organization's ability to dictate 296 nations, and specifically a small, unelected group of people? Endless emergency powers. Bachman added that she saw no language in the proposed amendments or bureau text that would limit the World Health Organization's emergency powers or how long those powers could last. It would be just like we saw the United States with endless emergency powers extended month after month. In April, President Joe Biden signed a bipartisan congressional resolution to end the emergency declaration 3 years after it was put in place. However, with smoke from the Canadian wildfires descending on the eastern United States, many Democrats are calling for Biden to declare another national health emergency, this time not around the pandemic, but the climate. The World Health Organization's director, Tedros Adhanom, chimed in on Twitter stating, "The climate crisis knows no borders. The wildfires, smoke spreading from Canada to the U.S. demonstrates, yet again, the immediate danger exposure to air pollution poses to our health. We know the solution. How many lives lost will it take to act?" Now you're starting to wonder, what is this about the fires? How come we didn't see any pictures? Was this something that was generated? I'm just saying, is this something that perhaps was a precursor in order to justify the one world order? We've not seen anything like this before in terms of the smoke that's coming across. Now we may have a clue, maybe, as to what the real source is. Let me read on. "This cannot be allowed. Bachman's concern now," she said, "is her sense that members from the House of Representatives and the Senate aren't aware of the severity of the threat to America's civil liberties. For that reason, I'm calling on members of the House and Senate to push this issue to the front burner and examine what's happening with the World Health Organization and those that we have who are attending those conferences. They should be held accountable." She said some members are saying that because this is a treaty, they aren't worried because it will have to be voted on in the Senate, and even the Democrats wouldn't vote in favor, and if somehow passed, the U.S. court system would strike it down. Bachman, however, said she believes this is naive. It's thinking by people who still run their lives by the Constitution and rule of law. But the people who are making this new system aren't observing the U.S. law. They are not concerned with protecting the rights of American citizens under the Bill of Rights. Remember, the Bill of Rights is an American thing. One world order would supersede that. So if you buy into the one world order, you're succumbing your Bill of Rights. "What Congress must do now," Bachman said, "is to take the necessary steps to exit the WHO immediately. They should be holding hearings day and night and not stop until we get the United States out." Bachman called it a treasonous action to yield authority to an unelected international entity. A treasonous act to yield authority of the United States to an unelected international entity that makes laws outside of the parameters of our Constitution of America. This cannot be allowed. People don't understand that this will impact every aspect of our lives. Though in writing, the goals of the World Health Organization to strive for clean air and water and to be wise stewards of the earth resources to create a balance between man and nature sound reasonable in truth, Bachman said this is a cover story hiding another agenda. This is about a very strange level of control that we've never seen before. It envisions dominance over every nation and person on earth. End of story. So, folks, have you heard anything of that on ABC, CBS, or NBC? CNN? Not even Fox. We have to be more aware. Knowledge is power. So just a little something. You may need to go back to the archives like a good movie and just kind of listen and catch some of the key points of what I just read to you. I'll be bringing more information on this one world order that our current leader has stated he buys into. You can Google these things, folks, and Google several sources, not just one. So I'm here to bring you news and information. This is about truth, logic, and common sense. Forget political parties. I don't do political parties, folks. And I suggest that you do the same. They're trying to apprehend our children. That's where it starts. So I leave that with you in love, with love, peace and blessings. And I pray that you and yours become ever more enlightened. I will continue bringing you news and information intended to empower you, enlighten you, encourage you, inspire you, instill you to get involved, make a difference. Share this information, folks. There's so much that we're not being told, and there's so much that we're being told that is simply skewed. And at the end of it all, we must save our children. Think about your values. Think about your values and think your values aside from your political affiliation. It's not about Democrat. It's not about Republican. It's about what are your values. And put a little checklist together. And just do some number count. And give some, you have to weigh it. And I remember some of you understand what we mean by weigh it. In other words, if you got 10 items, 10 things that are values that you believe or don't believe in, some of them you may have to weigh heavier. In other words, each one doesn't get 2 points. Some may be worth 4 points. For example, something that affects our children. Something that says, well, what do you think about having our children being able to have after-school transgender story time? Or, even worse, have it a mandatory part of the curriculum. Having it embedded in, say, CRT curriculum. Just throwing that out. Race baiting. Everything is racist. Everything that one party does is racist versus another. Just step back. Weaponizing our so-called watchdogs. When I say weaponizing, I mean there's obvious, it's don't let anyone tell you. And if you don't believe me. In fact, don't believe me. Do your homework. The laptop was real, so we know the laptop is real, right? The FBI came back and had to say that because they did the research. Now, if the laptop is real and it implicates not only Hunter but Joe, and I'm not doing politics. It's not about, oh, I'm trying to, you know, protect Trump. And no, I'm just apples to apples here. They found some boxes and in a locked area of Donald Trump, and they invaded his home. And now we find out there's 1,300 that Joe Biden had, some of which when he was vice president, which isn't even protected under the Presidential Act. Truth, logic, and common sense, folks. One world order, balloon flying over the country, open borders, giving $83 billion to China, because most of that weaponry, or not necessarily most, but significantly some of it. Okay, you gave up a base 400 miles away from China. That's strategic as strategic can get. And then in turn, what do we get? We get them 100 miles off the border of the United States, all under the same president. Fentanyl killing 100,000 youth. Now, these are the people that got to protect us, right, if we go into war. Truth, logic, and common sense, folks. And someone wants to tell me stay focused? Yeah, I'm very focused. You get focused. Yeah, you get focused, whoever wants to say get focused. Health and wellness. Let me just say this as I close. 6 keys. Very simple. and then we can break them down. Again, I'm here to help in terms of health and wellness, clientele, by referral only. That's where I am, because I have clients around the country. Reach out to me at productivenews@outlook.com. And we'll take non-traditional approaches, never disparaging your medical physician, never, but taking natural approaches, holistic approaches to your health and wellness. Because statistically, there's, I don't know how many volumes of books out there. Well, one of the leading causes of death in America is medicine. So we have to be careful that we have a physician that we're working with who is truly balanced. When I say balanced, I'm saying understanding the body's ability and respecting that to heal, and nature's bounty of provision to complement allopathic medicine. And I've been doing this for 20 years. So reach out to me if you have a concern, a health concern. I'd be honored to consider your situation or your loved one's situation. So the six things that you just generally want to focus on. You reach out to me and we can talk about specifics. Of course, one is oxygen. You have to have oxygen. You must. You must have nutrition. Body can't exist without it. You have movement. You must have movement. The body's designed to move. Without movement, you die. Now, you have oxygen. You have movement. You have nutrition. You must have rest. You must have rest. Your body needs the time to reproduce itself. Do you know every so many months? Basically, because the cells regenerate themselves. You're a new person. So yeah, you must have rest. And if you're taking in oxygen, which is breathing, you're getting good nutrition. The oxygen helps with the nutrition for the body to assimilate it. You're exercising and getting your rest. All that's well and good. But you must eliminate waste. If you're not getting elimination, folks, you're sick. Guess what? You're not just sick, you're tired. You're sick and you're tired. So you have to have nutrition, you have to have oxygen, you have to have exercise, you need your rest, you need to eliminate. That's five, right? You know what the leading cause of death is in America, folks? Lack of water. Dehydration. It's true. I'll leave you with that. Just a little tidbit, folks. Think about all of those. Where are you lacking? Which one are you lacking the most? Focus on one. Don't try to do it all. You don't have to. If you wish, you can. I recommend that you take one. I work with hundreds and I could say thousands over the 20 years I've been practicing wellness. And so my recommendation from experience is focus on one. I have nothing but love for you. I pray that you and yours are well. And I pray that you've learned something this evening that will truly benefit you and your family. I send you love and peace and happiness. I'm going to close out with one of my favorite tunes from Frankie Beverly and Mays. Love is the key. Peace and blessings. I'm out. Talking about love. Tune in next week, folks. We're going to have another packed program for you, for your enlightenment. Love you. Don't forget to meditate. That would be a bonus. That's a spiritual piece of the elements of wellness. Positive thinking. Come on. Yeah. Visualization. All right. So long.